All right, I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to a brand new shiur, although not exactly brand new in the sense that we started last week with a bit of an ad hoc shiur, which ends up in us continuing it this week. We covered the introduction to the Shari Kedusha of Rav Chaim Vital. I had not recorded that, so unfortunately I can't refer you to it or put it into the archives. Nevertheless, we are going to begin today with the first shar, the first of the gates in the Sefer Shari Kedusha, with the first perek. We begin now on the first shiur in the text proper of the Shari Kedusha, the gates of holiness. Rav Chaim Vital introduces the key foundation of being holy as a matter of solid self-transformation into a more perfect being, and not a matter of witchcraft or other occult art. Refinement of one's character is the key to achieving anything in the realm of the holy. The idea can be understood in that man is a microcosm in the image of the divine, as there are measured elements of divine revelation, the ten sfirot, so there are measured elements of self-expression in a man. When these areas of self-expression are refined to be an expression in the same manner as the expressions of God's will, he is automatically, through the principle of bittul, nullification of likes, connected to his creator. As Rav Chaim Vital teaches further on in this Sefer, in the Shari Kedusha, that the way of his master, the holy Arizal, is the path of absolute simplicity, as it is taught in Pirkei Avot, make his will, and your will be his will. As we saw in the introduction, Rav Chaim Vital takes the perspective that the approach to Hashem is not through kemiot, sigulot, is not through amulets, is not through any form of incantations or symbolism, but rather something that comes deep from within the eternal being, the soul. Hashar harishon bebir hapagam ayidei chatot adam beinyan hamitzvot. So we're going to begin with the first shar, the first gate, an explanation of the damage done by man's violations of God's commands. By understanding the nature of the soul, its relationship to man's body, and its relationship to the Creator, one can understand how to further refine himself. Askilcha vorecha kama godla ra'at ha'adam ba'asoto achat mikol mitzvot Hashem shasam mitzvot asher lo ta'asena. So I'll now make sense of and enlighten you on the incredible evil of man in his violating one of the 365 prohibitions, or in holding back from fulfilling one of the 248 positive commandments. So from the outside, we can understand, before going further, that the entire world, its entire existence, and its entire being is dependent on the flow of holiness, on the revelation of God's will. The world as we know it was created for a purpose. In the Eitz Chaim, in the seminal work of Rav Chaim Vital, where he brings down the teaching of his holy master, the Arizal, he describes there very clearly that creation, its purpose, its essence, is in order to reveal God, to reveal His midot, to reveal His traits, His compassion, His might. The creations are the means by which this revelation comes about. How can God be called kind and compassionate if there isn't something to be kind and compassionate upon? We, meaning each and every one of us, we serve the unique purpose of being part of fulfillment of the divine will. When we go ahead and we perform one of the 248 positive commandments, and when we hold back from violating one of the 365 negative commandments, we are in fact fulfilling His will, and we are in fact bringing about a revelation of that will into the world, be it through the direct action that we've done, or be it indirectly by not having created a blockage in the path. This, on a general sense, is directly connected with each and every one of us as individuals. Noda el ba'alei mada ki guf adam enenu ha'adam atzmo mitzad ha'guf ki ze nikra basar adam. It's known to the scientists that man's body is not his essence, as his body is called his flesh. Kmo shekatuv, as we see in Iyuv, in Job, or ubasar talbisheni uva'atzmot v'gidim toshocheveni. You have clothed me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews. Nimsa hadam hu apnimiyut. So what we understand from this is that man is what is internal. That is the element that makes him. Aval haguf, the physical body, u'inyan levush echad titlabesh bo nefesh ha-sichlit asher hi adam atzmo be'odo be'olam hazeh. However, the body is a matter of one garment that the intellectual soul is enclosed in. It is that which is man himself while he is still in this world. This means to say that the combination of his physical being, meaning his physical body and flesh, with the intellectual soul animating it, is what we know as another person. V'achar ha'ptira yufshat me'alav ha'levush hazeh v'yitlevesh levush zach v'naki ruchni. After death, a person removes from himself this garment and puts on a garment that is spiritual, pure and clean. Okumo shelavush guf adam yaseu ha'uman betavnit evrei haguf. Just like a tailor will go ahead and he will produce a garment in form and fitting to the limbs of man, kenasahu yibarach et haguf shehu levush hanefesh betavnit diukan hanefesh. So also is the case by the soul, that it is created also in the form of man, of his physical being. Beramach Evarim, he has 248 limbs physically, therefore there are 248 spiritual limbs. Ulehem shasa gidim amekashrim et evarim. And there are 365 sinews, 365 channels that connect each and every one of these limbs. And so it is also on the spiritual plane, that these 248 spiritual limbs also possess 365 connectors. ולהמשיך על ידם הדם והאחיות מעבר לעבר כדמיון צינורות. And so it is by man that his blood flows from one limb to the other in the sense of pipes, so also in the spiritual sense. ואחר יצירת הגוף נפח בו נפש חיה כולה מרמח איברים רוחניים ושסה גידים. So it is the physical being, when he is created physically in this world, when he comes to exist in a physical sense, that blown into him is a living soul of 248 spiritual limbs and 365 sinews. Kigarzan biyada chotzev bo. And the soul is enclosed in the 248 limbs and 365 sinews of the body, and the limbs of the soul are animated through its vessels, namely the body's limbs, like a hatchet in the hands of a quarryman. V'haray lezeh. Now the proof of this is ki lo yifol evrei haguf polotam ela ba'od hanefesh behem ayin roe v'ozen shumat. It's the proof of this is that the limbs of the body will not function when the soul is not present. The eyes are not seen, but the soul is there. When the soul leaves, the light diminishes from the ports, and the senses are lost from the 248 limbs. So what we see and understand in a very clear fashion is that the soul is the true essence of man. It is who he is. And as we see, v'achaptira en shum chiyat ha'lishpa, after death, there's no more flow of life force into this being. V'gidei haguf gam ken mitparakin u'mitrakvin k'mo ramach ha'evarim v'yikul hayu. And what ends up happening then is the body itself dissolves and decays like the 248 limbs as if they had never existed. Nimsa ki adam ba'atzmo enu ki im ha-nefesh ha-sichlit asher mitlabesh beguf ha-nikra levush shala ba'olam hazeh. So we see that man himself is nothing but the intellectual soul that is enclosed in the body, that is his clothing in this world. So all of this presents for us a very pure situation. The way that things were meant to exist. There was a physical vessel that was in this world, and there was a spiritual element, a pure tahor, that would be enclosed into this physical vessel and give it its animation and make it exist and move within the realm of this world. The Ramchal in Derech Hashem, he explains this very clearly, and he tells us that there is a change. There is a change in this situation that occurs following the time of the sin of the first man, of Adam HaRishon. And we see now that Rav Chaim Vital is about to enter into a discussion of this, into the changes that existed within man and within the universe. The point of all of this, the point of understanding who man is and what man is, what are his limbs, what are his sinews on a physical and on a spiritual level, the connection between them at first may not seem to have any strong reason. But look at it from the perspective of a doctor. When a person wishes to be able to help others, when a person wants to be able to bring to them refuah, to bring to them a cure, he has to learn anatomy. He has to know the physical substance that he's going to be dealing with. So it is also when a person is going to be able to help another person on a spiritual level, he has to clearly know who that being is in terms of his spiritual being. So also, as he understands this entire gestalt of the person, he's able to manipulate it and work with it. There are two different fashions that we find in physical medicine for being able to bring about refuah. One of those is systemic and one of those is holistic. The systemic approach we're all very familiar with, as this is the traditional approach that's followed by medicine. A person goes, this hurts me, that hurts me. A very specific part of that being seems to be afflicted with whatever disease happens to overcome him in that area. The systemic doctor will go ahead and take a look at the particular situation. He will look at the particular disease, and he will look at the particular affliction and its effects on the surrounding area. There will be some analysis of how it affects the entire body as a whole, but he's mainly centered in on the particular encounter that he has now with disease. He therefore then cures it and treats it in a very specific way. Before Rav Chaim Vital, before this entire period of enlightenment in Kedusha, in holiness, that was brought about by the Arizal, the approach of the Mekubalim, the approach of the spiritual leaders, those that understood the inner workings of the Maaseh Mereshit, Maaseh Merkava, of the workings of the chariot, their approach to helping people was systemic. A person would approach them with a very specific issue in their life, with a very specific problem in terms of their spiritual growth, and they would assist them by bringing to them very specific tools that would assist them to be able to achieve. Kimiyot, various amulets that possessed various combinations of God's name that would help to channel the spiritual into a very specific path, therefore creating a direct line of refuah, of cure, for the specific ailment that that person had, or various segulot, various symbolic acts that a person could do in order to be ma'orer rahamim, in order to awaken compassion from above, to be able to deal with very specific issues. So in medicine, there is this other side. There is a holistic approach where the entire person is looked at as a single being. And in this single being, there is an observation as to where his general flow of bile and energies is going. Understanding the imbalances that exist in a person on a holistic perspective, a holistic doctor will go ahead and review the person's entire being and direct him on a path, a change in his habits, his eating, his drinking, his sleeping, etc., to lead him onto a path that will balance his entire being and give him the ability from within to grow and move towards complete refuah, complete cure. The path of Kabbalah that was introduced by the Arizal is of this holistic nature. Instead of dealing with the systemic and specific problems, instead of creating patches on the soul for the specific problems that a person would encounter in his spiritual growth, The Arizal taught a holistic path, a path of an entire being being changed and being aligned and working towards a single goal of unifying his will and his desires to be those of his Creator. And by doing so, by balancing within him his spiritual energies and his spiritual bios, so to speak, he created a being that would be able, on a holistic perspective, meaning as a whole, be able to rise and elevate in holiness. This is the idea of understanding the man as a whole, his parts and his being, and how they interrelate. At this moment, Rav Chaim Vital now is going to explain to us and show to us where the disturbances come in terms of this entire holistic system, in terms of the being. This begins with the first sin. V'da ki achar shechet Adam harishon v'achal me'etz adat tovara. Know that after the first man had sinned and he ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, chuvro nashu v'gufo gam hem kol echad mitovara. Both his physical being and his soul became fused with a mixture of good and evil. V'zuhi inyan zumat anahash shehetil b'chava uv'adam. And this is the matter of the impurity of the snake, that expression which is used in the Zohar and by the Sifrei Musar and the Chassidim. This idea of an impurity that exists now, that was projected into Chava and Adam, into the first man and first woman. Va'al yedei hara v'hazuma she'etil behem garmu lahem cholaim v'nagaim u'mita l'nafsham l'gufam. So what happened as a result of the projection of this evil and impurity into them? It brought about sickness, affliction, and death. This is the case within their physical bodies. And this is the case when we talk about the nefesh, the soul, the aspect of the soul that represents itself in the expressions of one's being. It's the aspect of the soul that is connected and is enveloped and enclosed within the body. That in that place, which is even further directly connected to the psyche of man himself and to his traits and character traits of expression, there, as a result of this injection of evil and impurity, it is possible to find sickness, affliction, and even death on a mental level. וזהו שכתוב כי ביום החכם ממנו מות למות מיתה הנפש ומיתת הגוף. As it says in Bereshit, on the day that you shall eat from it, you shall surely die. This double language, you shall surely die, in Hebrew, with repetition of the word for death. You see the idea of death from a mental and emotional perspective, and death from a physical perspective. ונפאר מה עניין הטוב הרע שנתערב בהם. ועין מה שנכתוב לכמה בחלק גימול שער שני ושלישי. Now the detailed explanation of what the matter of good and evil is, and what was mixed and how it was mixed and so forth and so on, that's going to be discussed in the third gate, chapters 2 and 3. ותבין מה שאנו כותבים בשער הזה. But now understand what's going to be written now in this gate. הנה כאשר חטא בעץ הדת טוב ורע. When the sin occurred with the tree of knowledge of good and evil, garam ta'ruvat azeh v'chol ha'olamot. This mixture of good and evil
did not just happen within man himself, but happened within all the worlds. And there is nothing in this world does not have this mixture, these elements of good and evil. So we find that the physical man, the body himself, that is formed from four different bases. And each one of them has within it good and evil. And the physical aspect of man himself contains these four elements: Esh, Ruach, Mayim, Afar. These are the four states of energy in the physical universe. Afar, meaning the physical state, solid. Mayim, the liquid state. Ruach, the gaseous state. And Esh, the element of energy in its, call it its raw state. Everything in the physical world is built and created and flows in one of these four states. We find that E equals MC squared, the magic formula of Albert Einstein, that it connects all four of these elements as one. That energy is equal to mass times the speed of light squared. Meaning that energy is just another state of the physical universe. All of this is on the physical plane. Within the actual physical human being, there are four bile, four different liquids that exist within man. You have the white, you have the black, you have the red, and you have the green or yellow. When any one of the four elements, when the evil aspect of it, when the side that is evil begins to strengthen within it, and it begins to overtake the good that's in them, it brings about sickness and affliction on man, and so also it is within the world as a whole. As a person can see the massive destruction that comes about when we go ahead and we make use of the physical world in order to be able to do evil, that the effects that this can have are devastating. V'im titkaber biyoter tamit l'guf adam, and if it should happen that evil should overcome within man the side of good, this would bring about death. Now, in the case here, we're talking about good and evil. We're talking about the entire being as a whole, and we're talking about him on every single plane and on every single level. Man himself, the physical universe around him, and so also on the spiritual planes. And it is so in all the worlds that there is a mixture of good and bad. So it is also on the spiritual, and in this case the spiritual mental connection within man. And so it is that man's spiritual being is hewn out from the four foundations in the spiritual world that all come from the four letters of God's name. Yud Kei, Vav Kei, blessed be He. Ba'al Zeh Ne'emar, Ma'aba Ruchot, Bo Yaruach. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon us, upon these. V'zo nikra nefesh adam atzmo mitzad hatov. And this is called the soul of man from the side of good. The aspect of good in the four foundations connected to God's name. This is this nefesh that's tov, that is good. V'hine gam etzelu matze asa Elokim v'hu anikra adam b'liyal. Then there also is this idea of a element of man, his yetzahara, his side to him that draws him away from holiness. This aspect of man, kol arba avot nezikim, this has within it the four aspects of damages. Va'arba marot negaim, it has within it the four different appearances of leprosy. Min arba yesodot haraim, from the four foundations of evil. Umisham nimshecha nefesh ra el hadam anikra yetzara, and from there flows the idea of this nefesh ra, this evil aspect to man's mental and psychological side, which is called his yetzahara, which is called his evil inclination. Ukshatitkaber nefesh zu al nefesh hatova yovo alei nizikim venegaim v'cholei hanefesh v'im titkaber yoter etimidim. And so we see that if this nefesh, meaning if this side of man, this element of him, this part of his psyche and being, should go ahead and should overtake the positive side of his positive psyche and being, which is connected with his divine soul and is connected with the Arba Yesodot, with the four foundations in the heavens, if that should overtake him, it brings to him damages in terms of his entire spiritual being, his entire psychological being, brings about ultimately also physical problems within his being, damages, leprosy, afflictions, sickness on a psychological level and ultimately on a physical level. And if this should overcome a person, it will destroy and kill him. Man in his entire being, the whole universe and its entire being in existence, is all made up of the same basic structure. Structurally, everything revolves around four levels. There's the level of his being, physical. There's the level of his mental capacities. There's the levels of his emotional aspects. And if we're going to divide them, and so go ahead and do this now from the bottom up. So there's the physical. This represents the lowest level of man. This is his level that represents the hay in the divine name. There is his emotional aspect, which is the vav in the divine name. There is his mental aspect, which represents the first hay in the divine name. And then there is the yud, which represents his godly and spiritual side. On each one of these four, within man himself, there is also a division of four. So therefore, on the physical plane, we find that a person has within him this idea of, for example, four biles that are described here, four different elements to his physical being: white, black, red, green, as we discussed. On the next level above that, on an emotional level, so it is with a person also. There are four different types of emotion that exist within man. And also then, even on a psychological level, there are four different levels that exist within man. There is the psychological aspect of man that is his ability to get things done. This is at his lowest level. It's the actualization. The level above that is his ability to be able to back and forth deal with the items that he needs to deal with his various different aspects of kindness and compassion. It's his emotional approach to the knowledge that's at hand, to what needs to be done on a psychological level. Beyond that, there is an understanding, a level above that, of how things need to get done. And ultimately speaking, there is the knowledge itself that something needs to get done to begin with. All of this combining together on that level, and then so forth on a spiritual plane. At some point in the future, Be'ezrat Hashem will go ahead and break this down in a much more detailed aspect between each of the four and how each of them relate to our lives and how each and every one of them need to be put into order, meaning put into the framework of Torah and Mitzvot, in order so that we should be a whole being on every level that we have in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, all of that which is in terms of the positive side, all of that is enclosed in sort of a shell. Hanikrat klipat haperi. This is called the shell. This is called the shell that is on the fruit. V'shtehen yachad mitlavshot b'tayag evarim v'gidim shel haguf. And this is the connection between this psychological and spiritual connection to the physical body, that the two of them, meaning the good and bad sides, meaning the nefesh tov and the nefesh ra, together are enclosed into the limbs and the sinews of the body. V'nimsu evrei nefesh haTorah toch evrei nefesh hara. What we see here is that the limbs of the pure soul are inside of the limb, are inside of the limbs of the bad soul. V'evrei nefesh hara, meaning the soul that inclines us towards physical desires. V'evrei nefesh hara toch evrei aguf. And then we find that the limbs of the side of us that draw us to the physical, that then is connected directly into the physical body itself. Now, both of these souls, in order for them to be able to exist, they require also a spiritual form of substance. Omnam mazon ruchni shel nefesh hakdusha nimshach aleya al yedei kiyum haTorah akulah mitaryag mitzvot. So, just like the physical body needs sustenance, so also the spiritual needs sustenance, and the side of Kedusha, the side of holiness, receives its sustenance through the fulfillment of the 240 made positive commandments and the withholding from doing and violating any of the 365 negative commandments. וכל אבר מן רמח אברים נזום מצווה פרטית המתייחסת לאותו אבר. So each and every one of the 248 limbs, meaning of these spiritual limbs, they are sustained from the specific mitzvot that are connected to that specific limb. וכאשר יסל אדם קיום איזה מצווה, and if a person should be lacking in any of his mitzvot, meaning lacking in any of the spiritual things he needs to be doing, meaning in lacking in his bringing about and drawing a revelation of God's will in the world in any place, gam ha'ever prati mityachetz le'mitzvah yechsar mimenu mazono animshach lo ma'arba otiyot havai. Also, that specific limb that is connected to that mitzvah will be lacking in its sustenance that it gains and draws from the holy, from above, from the holy name of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Kmo shekatuv, ata mechaye et kulam, you give it all life. וכמו כן, מהם נמשכים ארבע שורשי יסוד נפשו הקדושה כנזכר לאל, ונמצא שהעבר ההוא מת לגמרי. And if we find then that we completely cut off the spiritual source for the soul that is holy, no, we find that the limb on the spiritual, and therefore even the limb on the physical, will ultimately die. ובהסתלק הקדושה ממנו, אז יתלבש בו רוח התומה מן הארבע יסודות נפשו התמאה, בסוד מה שאמרו ברתנו זל, לא נתמלא צור, אלא מחורבנה של ירושלים, ונפסה עבר ההוא נזון לכם תמא מגואל משם. The worst part of all, though, is that when the spiritual element is missing, when the spirituality is held back from the physical and psychological aspects of man, what replaces it is this nefesh ra. What takes over is this inclination and this desire for evil, is this side of him that is connected to the physical universe. A person, God forbid that he should have been in such situations, but if one looks and sees in those places where, God forbid, he may have found himself, where he was moving and performing acts which are against God's will, acts which a person only does when he has been overcome, as they say in the Gemara, "Shenichnas bo ruach shtut," that a spirit of folly has overcome him, that he believes for a moment that God does not see and is not connected to what is going on in the world, when he believes that he is in the room and God is not. That when a person enters into this state of mind where he is pursuing after something which is wrong, it's not necessary that it's always in an instant, but rather it starts with a small spark of desire that a person allows to grow within himself. When he allows that to overcome him, he allows that to grow inside of him, he pushes out from him his connection to the Kedusha, to the holiness. And what then is left? What is left within him is the aspect of his animal being. And his senses are lost. Once he reaches that point, he's no longer thinking. He's no longer making use of the faculties of his mind as they are connected to that which is spiritual. And if a person looks back to a situation where he found himself, where he lost himself and was overcome with desire, and he binged upon what was in front of him, then that person has in his hands a complete example of what a complete lack of the spiritual connection is. This is what happens when the mitzvot, when the Torah is not drawn into the person and his being and his life in a complete and total fashion. V'zeu inyan harasha'im b'chayim kru'im metim. And this is why those people who have completely allowed themselves to be overtaken into the side of evil, these rasha'im, evil people, they are called dead even in their life. Ki nistalek mehem nefesh ha'kedusha melokim ha'im. For their holy soul has completely departed from them. V'shiroi alav ha'mavet. And this aspect of death, that is what sits upon him. And so it is also when a person not only withholds back from the positive, but so it is, God forbid, if a person is to go ahead and to perform one of the 365 negative commandments. That in fact it is that when a person does not perform any of these 365, it's as if he receives a reward just for not doing anything. Meaning that just by doing nothing, by restraining himself from all of his desires, that he receives a reward as if he is doing something positive. Yesh koach el mazon ruchni haniskar b'kimo mitzvot aseh lahamshich derech tzinorot shehem sasai kedim shel nefesh lahayot ramach yavrim shela. And why is that the case? Because, as we said, the 365 are the pipes that connect together all the 248 limbs. And when a person does not clog any of these pipes, and when a person allows these to be clean and shiny, that allows the flow to move in a very easy and pure way. When a person makes use of a pipe that's filled with all kinds of crud around the edges and so forth and so on, and he wants to pour water through, he'll only get a trickle at the end. But if a pipe is smooth and clean, and a person even puts a drop of water into it, it flows easily and comes out the other side. So what happens is that when a person goes ahead and violates one of the 365 mitzvot lo taaseh, the particular pipe that is connected to that particular avera becomes dirty, it becomes filled with the gunk that comes from the sustenance of the klipa, of the shell that we had talked about. Ukshiyavesh etzinor gamken mityavesh ha'evrahu. And when it becomes impossible for that pipe to be able to be a conduit of flowing water, so then also the limb that this is gaining, that it's connected to, the limbs that are gaining from it, those are also going to basically be lost, in that they're not going to be able to flow to them their energy and their sustenance. Even though it's not completely and totally clogged, but even if you don't completely close it, it still nevertheless creates damage, just like when a person is to hold back from doing a positive commandment. Meaning, if a person is to hold back from bringing the flow to that specific object in a direct fashion, this causes a loss of ashpa, a loss of light into the world. It means it causes a loss of sustenance to that ever. So also when the connections to that ever, connections to that limb are also held and clogged up, so what ends up happening there also is the same thing, that there's going to be damage.
ולכן צריך האדם לחפש בכל כוחו לקיים כל תרי"ג מצוות.
Therefore, it's necessary for a person to strive to fulfill all the 613 mitzvot. So what happens then is a person, when he then rectifies his situation, when a person does tshuva, when a person now begins to do the mitzvah that needs to be done, when a person goes ahead and returns back and holds back now from performing or going against any one of the 365 negative commandments, when a person now sets things right and he brings about the intention to fix himself on that spiritual plane through doing so, when he raises up on the spiritual, it automatically removes and throws down the side of tuma, the side of impurity. Ki kishezekam zenofel. From the concept of when this rises, this one falls. And so it is when it comes to him any specific sin. Don't do it. That should be removed from him at that moment. At that point, any of the crud that's sitting in the pipes, in the spiritual pipes that are above. And he then can allow for the flow of spirituality when he's doing the positive to flow cleanly through these pipes and reach their place. Then he makes his soul a chair and a chariot to the holy. Blessed be he. And this is the idea and the secret behind the fact that the Avot, the forefathers, they were called a chariot, meaning that they were an embodiment, complete and total, of God's will. And so we see from this first chapter of the Shari Kedusha, Rav Chaim Vital's laying out of the anatomy of the spiritual being and its connection to the physical being. It's our job to make use of this knowledge, as it will be described in the coming chapters, to repair and to fix ourselves, and not just repair and fix ourselves to put a band-aid on the boo-boo, but more importantly, to bring everything into proper order and alignment, that our will is God's will, and God's will is our will. With that, God willing, if each and every one of us sets out to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this fashion, then God willing, we'll see Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Menah B'Yameinu, Amen.